probably put aside, but now you should know what that means. If you don't, you better get translation from your Japanese, or no, pardon me, Okinawan maid. Now we have nobody here but else but our inimitable friend, Joey Clifford. Joey.
Hi, Pat and John. How are you? I hope you're very happy with the Japanese and having a ball for yourself, Pat. You should lose weight and wear a grass skirt.
That's fine. And Sylvia, I mean, her favorite husband is here. Just happens to be here by accident. Would you say a word, man?
And her uncle
is in L.E. too.
Hi, Pat. A Merry Christmas to you and the kids, and say hello to John for me. Wish a Merry Christmas to everybody.
Now, we have our hostess for the evening, and I bet you can't guess who it was this year. No other? And, of course, Mrs. Clifford. You know the Clifford, Mrs. Stoke Clifford. How about it? Say a couple of words to John and Pat and the kids, and tell them what a fine party. I got to say a couple of words about the most wonderful party we've had up today. This is the best of the best. Okay, Pat, I want you to hear, and you and too, John, and all the kids of me, what that is to say.
Hi, Pat and John. Thank you, Angus, for those kind words. And we did have a lot of fun. The only thing we missed was your not being here. But let's hope in future years you will be. Give our love to all our cousins, and Marie and Patty, too. And I wish you all the best in 1965. We're thinking of you all the time. And all our love, Johnny.
Karamani Kudasai again. We have another visitor from the Orient. No other than your Uncle Dan, who wants to say a couple of words with you.
Hi, Pat. What's the kid?
John. Chris. John.
Peter.
Tom. Is there Tom there?
Jimmy.
Vicky, there's so many names there that you can't keep up with all of them. But Merry Christmas to all of you, and to John, and to Pat, and a real, real good, happy New Year.
That was your Uncle Dan. Now your Aunt Miriam wants to say a couple words. Miriam?
I can only repeat, we wish all of you a very happy holiday season and a very happy life in the Orient. Dan loved Hong Kong and would love to go back, so I'm sure that you're going to love the Orient as much as he did.
Now here's a real surprise for you, Pat. A real, real surprise. You know who came up? You know who came up from New Jersey? No other than that Chickie and Vito. And the four little Chickies and Vitos. I'll let Chickie say a couple of words first.
Hi, Pat. Merry Christmas. We're having a wonderful time. We're so glad to be able to get home. Here's Vito.
Hi, Pat. Wish you a Merry Christmas, you and your family. And best of luck for you. See you now.
I'm going to drag the busy host away from his duties now. And to say a couple of words to you, Pat, and you know who that is, I mean, naturally, your Uncle Phil.
Say a couple of words, Phil.
Hello, Pat. This is Santa Claus for today and this evening, and we've had a wonderful time, I hope. Everybody seems to be happy under the circumstances, and I hope that Christmas was good to you and John. Say hello to the children for me, and I know my wife and I miss you very much.
Now, you can't guess who I got here next. You got your two favorite aunts, your Auntie May and your Auntie Peg. And I know they want to say something to you and John and the kids.
Hi, Pat. Hi, John. Hi, kiddos. Wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, Pat and John. Gee, I wish we were down there where it's nice and warm. Wish you a Merry Christmas, honey. We'll write to you soon. Bye now.
The newly married couple, I mean, Gene and Bill, of course, I mean, have to say a few words. And I know they'll be very happy to know that this is going right over to you very quickly. How about it, Gene?
Merry
Merry Christmas, Pat and John.
And Merry Christmas, Pat and John, too.
Yeah. And also a big kiss for Thomas Jukes.
Same goes here.